This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
This week we are taking a look and a listen to the 5-hour police interrogation of Wendy Adelson. Continue with that right now.
We got somebody here.
Seriously? Okay, I'll hold it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We just have to eliminate everything, okay? You know what she's saying, right?
I'm assuming I'm a suspect.
No, you're not a suspect. I'm not. I don't consider you a suspect. I asked you to come up here. You came up here voluntarily. I'm not Reggie Miranda. You are not under arrest. You are the closest thing to family that I have to Daniel right now, okay? You are.
I'm so sad for... I was thinking about something else. He told me that he comes... We have week on, week off, but on Wednesdays we do an overnight.
Right.
And he told me that he might have some work up in New York and he might not be back in time for the Wednesday overnight. So there's no way that he did this. Because he had all kinds of plans like for next week.
You're saying he would not hurt himself?
No.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't him.
Okay. He has no reason to hurt himself or anything like
that. No. I mean, okay. I can see him being really sad when we first got divorced.
Right.
But now he's got Amy and he loves those boys.
Okay.
And things were really good for him. There's no way he did this to himself.
Okay. I believe you.
It really scares me because it means there's someone out there that's willing to do this to him, and I'm scared for the kids.
Okay. I understand.
And they're at school right now, and I want to...
There's an officer at the school.
Okay.
The kids are fine.
Okay.
Okay, there's no...
I don't know how I'm going to tell them.
Well, we're going to help you with that, okay? But here's what I have to do right now, and I'm just trying to... I want to get this down, Pat. I know you don't have your phone to refer to,
okay.
But that's okay.
You'll have all that information.
Right, because I'll check that against what you tell me.
Okay.
Your last personal contact, in other words, in person with Daniel, was when?
He goes by Danny.
Danny, okay.
No one calls him Daniel.
Yes. I don't know him, so I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you so that it just feels really impersonal. My last face-to-face contact with him, wow. We do a lot of, like, leave-off pickup at the school, right, where one of us will take the kids to school and the other one picks them up. When was the last time I saw him? I definitely saw him when I picked the kids up. I feel like there's something since then, but that would have been...
Do you want to do the...
No, I'm on a way. I'm not familiar with the...
Okay, I'll get Annie, because she wanted it before. Yeah.
And that was that morning I drove down, so that was June 30th.
Okay.
Whatever that Monday morning was that we drove down to Miami, I saw him, I met Amy. Then we did a lot of Skype, like we'd Skype every day while I was gone. But that's not in person. I came back with my parents. We drove back all together. And then that Friday, which would have been last Friday, a week from today. So if today's the 18th, it was Friday the 11th. That's my other brother's birthday. And I would have seen him, but I had been with the kids for like 12 days straight. And I was getting really sad at the idea of drop off of Danny coming to pick him up. And so my folks said, you know what, why don't you just, so at about 4:45, I just went over a friend's house. I didn't see him that day. And then he had the kids, and I got some sort of laryngitis, and I was alone all weekend, so that was Saturday, Sunday. And then this week, I missed the kids, so I visited them at school on Monday and Tuesday.
They were staying with Danny?
They were with Danny that whole time, but... Danny and I had started on days when we really missed the kids. We'd go have like lunch with them or breakfast with them. So I went and had lunch with them or read them a story. I saw them Monday, I saw them Tuesday. Wednesday was my overnight. And so so that was Wednesday. And then he had them Thursday, was yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was the last time I had face-to-face contact with him.
Was?
June 30th.
June 30th, okay. And then yesterday, y'all were conversing on text about this phone call or about this discussion for Ben.
An email, I think,
okay.
About we'd both spoken with an administrator at the school. And so yesterday morning, I said to him, I emailed him and said, I'd really love for him to go to this school. I think we should accept it. Here's why. And then I asked him a second question about Ben's birthday coming up because I didn't have Ben on his birthday. And he wanted this Lego thing and I wanted to make sure that no one else got it for him. So I asked him if he was going to do a party for Ben, so I knew ahead of time whether people would be bringing presents or whatever, and so I knew whether he would have gotten it from someone else or whether I should buy it for him. And he wrote back and said, when your voice feels better, let's talk, because my throat was really hurting. He said, let's talk, we need to work this out for Monday. And I sent him an email, you'll see it, sometime this morning while I was home working on my paper that said, okay, I'm ready to talk whenever you are. I don't know what time I sent it, but if I called him at 11:40, it was either before I called him, because I thought normally he would have called.
Okay.
Like when he said I'm done with the class at 10:30 and I had said, okay, let's talk, and then sent him a call or an email, like, I thought it was weird I hadn't heard from him, but I just thought like, oh, maybe he's busy with something or showering.
But he told you at some point that he was going to premiere this morning.
Yeah, no, well, that phone message says I'm going to premiere, I'll be out 10:15, 10:30, and so let's... You can call me after that.
When did you receive that phone message?
Maybe after the repair guy left. So maybe at like, this morning,
okay.
Like at 11-ish or something.
Okay. All right. So you're at your house with the repairman. He leaves. You go back to working on your papers. And then you leave your house around noon, drive down, Trescott's blocked. You turn around. You go back around on Benton. And then you
go to the tree.
Right. Pardon?
I thought it was like a tree that fell down or something.
Right. So.
I didn't even think, like, that's the house. I saw a few houses blocked off and I just. I'm sorry, I'm wasting
my
time.
No, you're not wasting my time. I think I asked you before, you don't have a number for Amy. You do not have a contact number for her. But you know she's a professor at NYU.
Yeah.
You know that her and Danny have been seeing each other and that she stayed here from the end of June to the 1st of July. Just
at least 28 yeah, 2 days, maybe. Yeah.
And she met the children.
Yeah, she met a few friends in town, too.
And you don't know anything about her ex?
No. I know she was married.
Right. And she has children?
She has a son.
In New York. Okay.
She's a son. I think he's 14.
Okay. Do you know how old Amy is?
She's 50.
She's 50?
Yeah. She doesn't look 50. She's very beautiful. She is, not that you can't be beautiful at 50, but she looks really young. She's very pretty and accomplished. And
You know her date of birth?
I only know that she is 50. I don't, because I was looking her up one time, feeling.
Okay. Okay, so she's 50. She goes by Amy Adler.
Her middle initial is M.
M, okay.
So that, like, if you looked her up, oh my God. If you looked her up on the law school website, you'd find her that way.
Okay.
Her brother's a famous fashion designer. So I think they spend a lot of weekends, like, in the Hamptons. And she lives in the city and lives, like, you know, good life.
Okay. You gave me a name of Matt Price, who's in D.C.,
his best friend.
Is that an attorney?
He's an attorney, yeah. I'm sorry you have to deal with so many lawyers.
That's okay, I'm used to it. I gotta deal with the state attorney's office, public defender's office, private attorneys.
The only time I've ever been in this, I represent victims of crime. I represent immigrant victims of crime, so it's the only time I've ever been in this building.
Oh, okay. Like
advocating for my clients.
And the other friend?
The other friend is Josh Berman, also attorney. He's in New York City.
A city attorney for New York?
No, he's private. They're both private.
Okay.
And they were like the historic best friends.
Okay.
From college and law school.
And then, of course, Alex is up in Cairo.
I know. I'm assuming they're close. I know that he sleeps over at their house a lot with the kids.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because the kids really love to play together or because they're close, but they spend a lot of time together. I'm sure they're close.
All right. Okay.
Danny's pretty religious, so he'd be connected with like rabbis and stuff in town too.
Okay. Which synagogue does he go to?
He goes to two. The one he's most strongly affiliated with is Shomri Torah. And by the way, if you get a nod that I can't use the bathroom, I could really use
okay.
it. So
I'm going to make that happen right now.
I'm not
right going
to die, but if I could just, that'd be great.
She's got to do, she got to swap your hands.
Oh, first I'm going to have to do your hands. Okay. Hi. What does GSR stand for?
Gunshot residue.
Residue? Okay. This is a really hard job you guys have.
Can't be. Alright, right hand.
Okay, and are you right or left-handed?
I work with both.
Okay.
But right-handed.
since noon today. Have you washed your hands at all?
I wish I could tell you I had, but I haven't.
Okay.
I'm filthy.
I have a picture, correct?
Yeah.
Take a picture. I'm just going to take a picture of my hands.
No, of you. Just want to stand up.
And then you can go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Sport news. I'm just going to walk you around the corner. It's not really, it's just showing you where it is. What time do your kids get out of school?
So, I think the school ends at like 5.
Okay.
But I usually pick them up early. Danny probably told him he was going to take them to Truesdale today, so they'll be expecting earlier. But 5, it would be time.
That's what time they close?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll stay open.
Okay. Okay.
They were supposed to be with me this week, so normal for them, other than this swim bit, would have been to spend the weekend with me and,
Where did they sleep last night?
With Danny.
With Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. So Danny took them...
Go ahead. I got a call. So he has an alarm system in the house, and I must still be on the call list for people if there's a break-in. I got a call yesterday, I guess it'll be on the phone when it happened. I got a call from like the company with the alarm company that said like the alarm's been triggered, it's gone off. There's another family in town that we're really close with, the woman's name is Lynn, and she's on the list too, so she got a call. I know this because I saw her yesterday evening. I went to a friend's art gallery thing. And she happened to be there, so it's a small town. And she said, oh, I guess I got a call from Trescott. And I said, oh, I got the same call. I said, but I just figured it was fine. So they called yesterday, and I don't remember what time it was. Maybe the morning, maybe the evening. But it happens sometimes, every once in a while, with weather or whatever, the alarm gets triggered. So I didn't think anything of it. But I wonder if there was, like, an attempted break-in yesterday.
I don't know. I'll have to check into that. Do you know what the alarm company...
It's on my phone, right? The message that they left.
Sure.
I probably deleted it, but then I didn't delete my deleted messages, so if you look at deleted, you could find it.
Okay.
If not, I could probably figure it out, and Lynn could tell you.
Okay.
If you had to ask her.
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
But no calls today?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the children sleep the night before? Did they even stay with Danny right along?
Yeah, except... week on, week off, but with Wednesday overnights. So Wednesday night they were with me.
When you say Wednesday overnight, Wednesday...
It means like if it's a mommy week, then they're with you all week, except Wednesday night they'd go to Danny.
Okay.
If it's a Danny week.
Right.
So they're with him all week, except Wednesday night they came to me.
All right. And then, so Wednesday night
That's the last time. I didn't tell you this, but I thought about it in the bathroom. I didn't have an interaction with him, but that's the last time I saw him was Wednesday. I picked up the kids and I was going to take them to Whole Foods.
Okay.
And I saw Danny working on his computer in the window of the Whole Foods, and I took him to BurgerFi instead.
Oh.
Because he and I were, you know, divorced.
Right.
And interactions with him were hard, and it was my one day with the kids, and I thought, well, if we go inside, it's going to be like all of us together, and I wanted time by myself.
That's fine.
With them. So I took them, but that's the last time I saw him. So I saw him sitting there Wednesday afternoon working.
He was inside Whole Foods?
He was inside Whole Foods with his computer, like, writing.
And the kids came out?
The kids didn't see him.
Okay.
We were just about to enter. I saw him. I thought, oh, my one day with the kids, you know. And so I went and got burgers instead.
To the BurgerFi. Okay. All right. So then Thursday...
I got a call.
You got called about the alarm. Had you had any contact with the kids during that time?
On Thursday, I had them Wednesday night. I brought them to school on Thursday, and then No, not after I dropped them off.
Okay.
And there's a record at school of like when you log in, so
right.
I probably dropped them off a little before 9, but they could tell you what
okay.
time.
All right. And then, so then he kept them last night,
mm-hmm.
Thursday night, and then he would have driven them to school.
Mm-hmm.
What time does he normally drop them off at school?
It varies. Sometimes he has breakfast with them. I got the call from him. It was 9:04, I think.
Right.
So he must have already just dropped them off and was probably driving from school to the gym. And that's why he was saying, go into this class. I'll touch base with you after.
Okay. All right. And then no contact after that.
We had some texting contact. That's when I was saying that my last contact wasn't very nice. I was saying, well, I wanted to pick them up at 3, and he was saying, well, you are only allowed them after 4:30, and I was like, well, what about last week? I picked him up at 5, and he said I was just being nice, and I said, I guess nice was fun while it lasted.
Okay.
That's the last thing I said to him.
Okay. All right. His parents and his family, do you have contacts for them in your phone?
I have contacts for at least one of them.
Okay.
I think I'd been recently deleting them just because they don't call me. But at least one of them, I can tell you. I can tell you, I don't know whether it's his dad's name. His parents are actually recently divorced.
Okay. We'll get the phone. We'll get the phone back. You can supply those numbers.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll attempt to contact them.
Oh my God.
Find out where they're at least in Canada.
That's just the worst thing you could have happen.
No, I gotta ask you something. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever owned a gun? Have you ever fired a gun?
I think I went skeet shooting about 12 years ago.
Okay. Nothing since then? Does Danny own a gun?
Not that I know of, but maybe since I left. He didn't own a gun when I was with him.
Never had a gun around or?
No.
Did he ever talk about buying a gun or anything?
He would talk about it, but he's a criminal law professor.
Right.
So sometimes he would talk about things just like to have a discussion about,
okay.
like, should we have a gun in the home? Is it dangerous?
Right.
As far as I knew, there was no gun in the house.
Okay. You don't know anybody that he owed money to? You don't know anyone.
Just me.
I know, besides you, but that was under court order. I'm assuming.
It's yeah, and we have lawyers, and he very much respects, as do I, the legal system. You
right.
know, so it was working its way through.
Okay.
But anyone he owes money to, I mean, he doesn't gamble, he doesn't drink, like he doesn't have any vices, he doesn't
right.
do anything weird. I can't imagine. I mean, I think he annoys people with his, like, legal academia, but I think, like, in the ivory tower here, I don't think he owed money to anyone, I can't imagine.
Okay. Unless you have something I can't think of, I'm looking for some reason that someone would want to hurt him.
Not just hurt him.
Right.
I mean,
I know, but the intention.
I could see one of my friends wanting to shake him.
Right.
With a gun.
Right.
No. No. I don't know who would do this. And I'm very scared because I don't understand why this would happen. He and I got along fine for the sake of the kids. You heard the message where he was like, well, maybe we'll just take a walk around school. And
right.
I mean, I found him hard to be around. But so did a lot of people. They all knew he meant well. He was a decent, good human being. He wouldn't hurt anybody. He would never do this to anybody. I don't know who would want to hurt him like this. I really don't.
All right. I need to ask you, was your divorce, you said before it had nothing to do with infidelity. No extramarital affairs or anything like that.
Neither one of us.
It was just simply the fact that you all just didn't get along anymore, or was it just the fact that he was belligerent to you?
He never hurt me physically, but he was emotionally abusive.
Okay.
And I didn't tell most people that, so all most people know is it just didn't work out, and it's just the kids are young, and this is just better this way. So other than my family, who saw the way he treated me, most people were... Well, I think his family was very surprised. He told everyone around the community that I was mentally ill because only a crazy person would leave him. And
okay.
So there's a lot. But, you know, who would, yeah, so that, I mean, that's it. The circumstances, plain and simple, were it just wasn't a really healthy marriage, and I thought it would be better for the boys if they didn't grow up thinking that's the way you treat women. But he wasn't, he didn't hit me, he didn't hit them, he didn't have a drug problem, he didn't gamble, he didn't cheat on me, I didn't cheat on him. There's no other, I keep thinking the only, like, unknown I can think of is, like, Amy's ex-husband. Like, is he still in the picture? Is he upset?
Right.
Danny, I defriended him from Facebook because I found it too upsetting to, like, see intermittent pictures of the kids. But I wonder, he's very, very public on Facebook about, like, where he is, when he's traveling, where he's going. And so I wonder if he's got pictures up of him and Amy and... if there's a jealous ex-husband in the...
You know where this ex-husband would be?
He'd be in New York, too.
Is he also an attorney?
I don't even know his name.
Okay.
I just know they... when Amy came down here, they went over a mutual friend of ours. It's a guy that works at the law school. This guy, Jay, and his wife, Dory, is a good friend of mine, and they have kids my kid's age. And she's... I said to her, I remember saying... So what's she like, you know, like she met her before I did and she said, you know, she's really nice and she's, you know, very sweet and she's recently divorced too, so she knows how awkward all of this is to meet the new person. I don't know, and I'm scared.
Okay. Have you had anything happen at your house?
No.
Nothing? Uh-uh. And the information from the, for Best Buy, for the service tech that was there, that's at your house?
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy. I mean, if someone wants to
We'll get that. And that was basically from when he came out there to serve, well, I guess to replace the TV.
He came out to fix it and then told me that what was wrong with it wasn't fixable.
Right.
And so I called Charlie to find out, should I buy a new one or should I fix this one? And he was like, just buy a new one. And, yeah.
And once he left, do you remember what time the serviceman left?
Probably around 10, before 10, okay. And then I left by 12.
But between that time, between 10 and 12, you were by yourself working on your papers and stuff.
Yeah.
Were you doing on papers or computer?
It was all on computer.
Okay.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, I sent some edits in to someone at the law library during that time.
Okay.
I called a few friends. I sent some texts. I mean, all of that'll be...
On the phone?
On the phone.
Or did you call from your house phone?
I don't have a house phone.
Okay, you use all your communications is over your cell phone?
Yeah.
Do you have more than one cell phone?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to introduce you to a victim advocate. She's going to be very helpful. And she's going to, once the phone comes back, she'll get the numbers for his folks. And you're saying everybody's in Canada. Is that correct? On his side of the family?
His family's in Canada.
Okay, Alberta.
No, his mom and dad, his immediate family is in Toronto.
Okay.
His like aunts and uncles and cousins are all in Montreal. Everyone's English speaking.
Okay.
No family in the States. They're all in Canada.
And that's where he's from originally?
He's from there. He came here for college and never left. So he's 41 and he's been here since he was 18.
Did he go to FSU for law school?
No.
Okay. Where did he go to law school?
Harvard.
Harvard, okay. And then he got a position as a professor?
We moved up here for his job.
So you were in New York too?
No. I've never lived in New York. I was actually at University of Miami going to law school. We met, we got engaged, and then I was gonna do my last year of law school up here. So he, in 2005, we moved here. He was a professor and I was a student for one more year. And then we moved back to Miami for a year, and then we moved here for a year. The reason why I say his parents are going to say I did it is because after we got divorced, I wanted to move to South Florida, and I filed a petition to relocate in the court, and the court said no. So
because of the kids.
So you can always leave. You just can't leave with your kids. So, we're in Tallahassee because of Danny's job. So
he taught at UM before he came up here?
He didn't. he had that year at FSU, and then UM said they wanted to hire him, so I worked there for a year. He worked there for half a year. We commuted back and forth to FSU, and then UM didn't hire him, and so we moved back to FSU. Okay. And I've been here since like the 07 school year.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go get the victim advocate, all right, and introduce you to her. And as soon as we get your phone back, I'll probably want you to show me some of those text messages. I know it's going to be on the record,
okay,
but I may want to ask you that. And then we'll try to get everything expedited so you can be there when your kids get picked up from school.
Right, because the alternative would be like a police officer.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. I want you to come pick them up.
Instead of a police officer, if it can't be me, I'd rather it be like a family friend or something.
Well, we could do that too.
Okay, I'm just saying, I think they'll get really scared.
The officer's done is checked on your children and made sure they're at school. We just had to find out where they were and where you were. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I can put my IDs away.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wendy, this is Sarah Latour.
Hi, Sarah.
She's Victim Advocate.
How are you?
Here, I'll come in and sit over here on this side of you, if you don't mind. So I have to meet you under these circumstances.
I'm usually a lot more fun.
Okay. I've been trying to kind of find some next of kin information on his parents.
Do you want their names?
Yes, that would be helpful.
His dad is Phil Markell.
And they're in Canada.
They're in Canada. They're in Toronto.
Toronto.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem? Yeah.
Okay. His mom's name is Ruth. Ruth Markell.
Mm-hmm. Are they married still?
They just got divorced. They're 70. They just got divorced after 30-something years of marriage.
Okay. And when you say they're 70, are they in good health 70?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they're young. They're
70, but not 70.
My dad just turned 70, and he's... They're young, 70.
Okay. So they wouldn't live together?
I don't think they're living together.
Okay.
Truthfully, Danny and I got divorced in the last 2 years, and they separated in the last 2 years, so
okay.
I'm fuzzy on the details.
And that's okay, and you were going through your thing, and they were probably going through theirs at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. I have that skirt.
Do you?
It's pretty.
My shoulder didn't even get my hat. So many people do.
He has a sister that he's really close with.
Is she in Canada too? And what's her name?
Her name's Shelly Markell.
Is Shelly short for something?
It's not.
Okay. Does she have an EY in there? Or is it
no,
just
it's Shelly. I'm sure you do this all the time as your job, but like, I cannot believe this is happening.
It's not a normal situation to be in, and it's never easy or anything like that. So all your emotions and stuff you're feeling are okay right now, okay?
They're so worried about my kids. I don't know how I'm gonna tell them what happened.
And you know what,
they're so little.
And you know, it is difficult sometimes for little kids because their perception of realities.
They love their dad.
Of course they do.
I'm sorry, you can ask me questions.
No, you're fine. Talk to me about what you want to talk to me about.
It's fine. I'll tell you what you
No, you're good though. I want to be here for you too. I can say very strong.
I can't believe this is happening. I don't understand, and I'm very scared because if this can happen, like, what if someone's gonna come after the kids? Like, who did this and why would they do this?
And from, you know, what they're missing, they haven't had any indications. that.
Do you think someone can watch the kid, like the house where I'm going to be with the kids tonight, to make sure that nobody comes after us?
We'll discuss kind of that type of stuff. I'm going to make sure that they know all your concerns and fears. Okay?
I just...
Just take stuff one step at a time right now. I know it's hard.
I don't know how I'm going to tell them.
You know, I can tell you this. I think it's going to be best coming from you. You're their mother. And you seem very educated and put together. And it sounds like you've gone through a lot the past 2 years.
And yeah, but the kids have been doing so well with everything. They're really, like, happy, well-adjusted kids. They have so many people in their lives that
love them.
Sounds
like you all are doing the right thing.
And I get why I would be a suspect, but the idea that we were divorced, but the idea that I would ever do anything is like, I understand why they need to check, but I don't know who would, though. I don't know who would do this. I can see why they would think it would be me.
Well, I don't think, did Investigator Isom talk to you at all about like what your role is in this?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
And a lot of times they do stuff just to kind of cancel you out, too.
It's fine. I understand.
Okay.
I understand. I just can't believe this is happening. So I do best with being helpful, so why don't you tell me what I can do to help you?
Okay. Well, give me the parents' names. I know you probably, if you have any of their phone numbers.
I know you don't right now, probably from memory either.
It's in my phone.
Right.
I don't remember them.
So we'll wait for...
They lived in Toronto, and I didn't have a really close relationship with them before the divorce.
Okay.
And after the divorce, it's been, you know, I've sent his sister, like, happy birthday messages. But it hasn't, it's not close, and so I
don't... Right, you didn't have a reason to really have communication with them, and that's okay.
Okay, so other than their names.
Right, that's probably all you really...
No, I'm asking, like, what can I do?
Let's see. You can, you know, worry about you and your boys. Start thinking, who would be someone that you want here for you that's here in Tallahassee now?
What do you mean here for me? Like, for what?
For support for you. Because you're going to have to go...
I'd really like my family to come.
Okay.
They're not here, but...
Where are they located?
I'm just so upset right now that I'm worried about parenting effectively. So if my parents were here, they could help me. They're really close with the kids, so they could help me. I feel like you and I look a little bit alike. Do you see this as you're looking at my face?
You have very pretty blue eyes. They're much bluer than mine.
But I feel like, anyway, it's like
in the
looking
hair.
At my sister. Similar hair. I must look awesome right now, but when I'm not... in crisis, I'd really like my parents to be here and help me with the kids.
And so for my information, what are your parents' names?
I feel like I should be the one to tell them.
I'm not going to go tell them. I'm just more of, as
who's
you know, this time goes on, right, when you're referring to people, I want to know who
you're talking about. My parents' names are Donna and Harvey Adelson.
And did you say they were in Florida?
They are. They're splitting. They're sort of in the process of retiring.
Okay.
I mean, semi. So they work together. They're super happy and in love. 40 plus years in, so they like live in Coral Springs for part of the week and then in Miami for part of the week. So today is Friday, and they're in Miami.
Okay, so is Miami like their weekend home then for them?
My brother Charlie got this place for them to sort of have them try living in Miami. So sometimes on the weekends they all hang out together. So they'll be there.
And like I said, I'm not going to notify your parents or do anything like that. I was just, like I said, getting that more of just so...
For future, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have anyone in Tallahassee that you consider your go-to person here?
I have a lot of... I'm not saying this to be bragging.
Yeah.
I have like a number of people that
you
I
have
feel
a good network.
I do. The person who feels most like family is my friend, Lynn.
Lynn? Okay.
She's just a bit older than me, and I'm very close with her family. She has four kids, and I'm kind of like an aunt to the twin girls. I'd really love for Lynn to be around.
Okay. What's Lynn's last name?
Grossman.
S-S-M-A-N?
Yeah.
She's here locally.
She is, yeah. She lives right down, really close to me.
What are your two boys' names? I know.
My older son is turning 5 on the 29th. His name is Benjamin.
It's about 4:10, so I know we're going to need to start making arrangements as far as if you want somebody to pick your kids up and take them home, that type of thing. So Sarah can, if you want to figure that out, just because I think you. He said that they had to be picked up by about 5 or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So something to just think about what
thank
we're going
you.
To get on.
What should we do about that?
What do you think would be, do you have any, because you probably have, they're younger, right? So probably
they're 3.5 and 5.
So they probably start
they're in car seats.
Okay.
They're in car seats. I am in shock right now, so I could probably be functional to like drive a
help.
Car.
Well, I can help with kind of that type of stuff. Do you have a friend do you want?
I mean, I would, if Lynn is here, I don't know if she's in town. It's Friday?
Yes.
I don't know if she's in town this weekend. Okay. If she is, I would love for her to be with
Lynn
me.
Lynn would be your person? Okay.
Yeah.
And then if Lynn's not, do you have a kind of backup person you would think?
I do. I have a lot of friends who have kids, so they have their own responsibilities. Mm-hmm. My friend Jane, who actually I think used to be a victim advocate.
Okay.
Jane would be a really good choice. Jane McPherson.
Okay. And I might be able to get these numbers, but you
think... Because she doesn't have kids. It's all on my phone.
I know. And it's okay. I know. I don't have anything memorized either.
So. Other close friends that I would have be with me right now. I have this really close friend whose husband died last year who has a kid, and we spend a lot of time together, so she'd understand, but I don't want to do that to her.
Okay. Well, and I think maybe between Lynn and Jane.
Hopefully one of them.
Okay.
Oh, Jane might be traveling. It's just somewhere people are traveling all the time.
I understand.
Who else might be here?
What do you think, Lynn and Jane would be kind of a good start?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go check and see how long on your phone, so that way we can kind of start working on those things.
Okay.
Some things for you to think about, when you, you know, meet your boys, and I'm sorry, you know, it's really hard.
I just don't know how to tell them that.
Well, you know your boys better than anyone else does, right?
Right now, they were expecting... I don't know if Danny told them or not. The plan was he was going to take up swimming this afternoon, which was sort of out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Normally, I would just pick him up, but I think he's leaving town for the weekend. I just think he wanted extra time with the kids. So he was going to take them to Truesdale and bring them to my house. So sometimes plans change.
Right.
Like, sometimes his flights are delayed from New York, and the kids say, they call him Abba, which means father in Hebrew. They'd say, I thought this was an Abba day. What are you doing here?
Okay.
And I'd say, well, Abba's flight was late, so it's going to be a mom day for a little while. So if there was a plan they were expecting, it would have been the go to the pool plan, but
okay.
They knew that it was time to be with me, so
they knew they were going to transition into
so normal for them would have been mommy all weekend, mommy all week, and then Wednesday Abba. What you were saying. So for them, this is what they expect, is I think for me to come pick them up. It's very normal. I don't know if I can drive a car right now.
And that's why we're going to try to come see some friends, kind of try to work out what options we can to help you so you might not have to, to do that, okay?
Okay.
So let me go check on your phone.
Okay.
And then I'll come back and kind of let you know and see if maybe how long that would take or see if I can find some phone numbers.
My two friends that I was with for lunch when they came and found me, how did they find where I was?
I have no idea.
I mean, did they just search for my car? Like, I am just amazed. I was eating with two girlfriends. They're both psychiatrists.
Okay.
So they'd probably be good people to talk to.
Okay.
One of them is a child psychiatrist, so I just feel
she
like
might be a good person to talk to, especially about
how to talk to the boys.
Okay. I'm going to...
I'm fine. As fine as a baby, so I'm fine.
Jane is a PhD student. She's working from home.
Okay.
Lynn works, and I'm kind of forgetting what the name of the place is that she works. She does, like, Holocaust recovery stuff. Department of Financial Services, maybe. It's not DBPR. It might be DFS. But her husband...
So she works for the state, though.
Her husband and I are close to, like, okay. Friends with the family. Her husband's name is Alan Grossman, A-L-L-E-N.
Oops.
And he has his own law firm in town, so he should be really easy to find.
Okay,
it's like Grossman, but Furlough and Bio, maybe.
Do you know what street it's off of, by chance? Probably downtown. Okay, that's good.
But you can find him and find
that
number, and he's usually at work.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. All of my really, really close friends live out of town. But yeah.
Okay. And go. I'm gonna try to do just some Google stuff real quick, and then I'll come back.
Okay. God, we really should start memorizing more phone numbers. I used to know.
You know, it's just technology that makes it easier for us.
I'm going crazy in this white room.
I'm sorry, I know, it's not the...
It's not like pictures from
no,
my
no.
I just feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone, and I keep picturing the kids, like, at a funeral, having to say goodbye to their dad, and I just
take
can't
it one
believe
step
I have to
time.
Do this to them.
Do you want me, when I find their numbers, is it okay if I call your
yeah.
friends?
Yeah,
okay,
it's
you want
fine.
Me, and I can go and tell them
I
that you...
I could really use some help
okay.
taking care of the boys tonight.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I'm trying to think of who else I would call. My closest friend in town is on vacation right now with her family.
Well, we'll start with Lynn and see kind of where we get from there since she...
Okay.
Okay.
There's more to come as we break down the police interrogation of Wendy Adelson. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss our next segment. If you're joining us midway through, every single day, we're dropping parts 1 through 5 of Wendy Adelson's police interrogation interview. What did she know? And where did she know it?
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.